It's tracking Russia's plans to develop an anti-satellite weapon.
House Republican Intel Committee Chairman Mike Turner calling it a national security threat, but the White House says a Russian plan to put weapons in space is not yet a reality.
And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby working with members of Congress to see what, if anything, the U.S. can do to stop Russia from installing satellite-destroying weapons in space. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
An Atlanta court is adjourned for the day in the misconduct hearing against Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. She's overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case involving former President Trump and co-defendants. Kansas City police say an initial investigation shows a dispute between several people yesterday led to the deadly shooting at the Chiefs rally. Police say several are in custody, including two juveniles. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After months of speculation, Eric Hovde's campaign spokesman confirms the Republican will announce his plans next week to run against Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde ran for Senate in 2012 and lost to Tommy Thompson in the primary. There might be two special elections in Wisconsin this year, but where would they be? The legislature passed Governor Evers' political maps bill this week, with an amendment to keep them from taking effect before the November campaigns. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard.
People would be running in districts that everyone has agreed are gerrymandered, that are not fair and representative of the people in their communities.
Speaker Robin Voss might face a recall election this year, and Lena Taylor created an opening in the Senate when she left to be a Milwaukee judge. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the state legislature would encourage film production companies to work in Wisconsin. The bill was introduced to the state Senate on Tuesday, and if passed, it would create a state film office under the Department of Tourism and a 25% tax credit for salaries and wages on film production services. The tax credit would be capped at $5 million per year. Supporters of the bill hope it brings more film production jobs to the state and that it could even impact tourism and support local businesses. Two people were hospitalized following a car crash in St. Louis County on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, a 73-year-old Two Harbors woman was driving south on Highway 61 when she crossed the median near Homestead Road. The woman then collided with a 92-year-old man, also from Two Harbors. The woman was taken to Ascensia Health for treatment, and the man was taken to St. Luke's Hospital, both with non-life-threatening injuries. There were no other passengers in the cars at the time, and both were wearing seatbelts. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers get things started. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. After 9 years as the team's bench coach, Pat Murphy taking over as the team's manager. Brewers GM Matt Arnold made a trade, sending lefty Clayton Andrews to the Yankees, and in return, they pick up Joshua Quezada. He's a young right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers women's team hosted number 14th-ranked Indiana, but fell short 68-54. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. They struggled with shooting, defense, and unable to create turnovers. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers explains why.
You're not getting a lot of transition. You're not getting the ball out and running. Everything was half court, and we got stuck in the muck in half court. We never slowed them down offensively to ever have anything on our end.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries around tonight and lows of 5 to 10 above. And again, a flurry or two possible early tomorrow, then some sunshine here and there for the afternoon. Highs warm up to the upper teens. Mostly cloudy and upper 20s for Saturday, low 30s Sunday. Currently it's 26.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, Friday Eve, a happier happy hour. Because George Soros is buying the world and giving it to the devil's advocates.
I'm still waiting for my George Soros check, Rudy.
If you don't say it aloud, it'll never come true. You got to manifest your destiny, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. There is some breaking news that George Soros apparently has bought a major stake in the number two radio group in America, Odyssey. And Crudy speculates, through no clear evidence, but a strong gut feeling, that Soros is in it to win it. He's buying it up to wreck the dreams of guys like Bill and other righty-whitey conspiracists who, you know, they live on that Hannity. And the Clay and the Buck, oh, those guys, they're so good. I'm less convinced.
Yeah, I don't listen to them.
Dom, lots of breaking news today. Trump fails to delay his New York hush money trial. Donald Trump's got a trial date, Dom.
He does. I cannot wait. March 25th.
Just a little from thehill.com. Former President Trump's lawyers failed on Thursday, that's today, to delay his first criminal trial, spoiling Trump's goal to delay his various prosecutions until after he had a shot at returning to the White House in November's election. Ooh, that's going to sting. A New York judge said Trump's hush money trial to begin with jury selection on March 25th after the judge rejected the former president's bid to toss the case or delay the timeline. During a hearing that turned fiery at times, Trump's lawyers condemned the schedule, claiming it amounts to election interference and impedes Trump's ability to campaign in the remainder of the primary season. Didn't he already declare himself the presumptive nominee?
I believe so.
Why do you need to campaign? You're not even doing debate prep. You don't need to campaign. We do have sound of the former president today. Not really happy. A little bit more of the coverage from the Hill. The stone-faced Trump made no audible comments while inside the courtroom, but he did whisper to his lawyers and appear to egg them on in the hallway outside. The former president immediately went to the cameras and made his frustration clear. What do we got?
I'm going to have to sit here for months on a trial. I think it's ridiculous. It's unfair. A trial that legal scholars say there's no crime.
There's no crime. Well, that's not what the judge said. The judge thinks there's probable cause.
My defense attorney said there's no crime. So they're legal scholars, right?
I'm not sure how much of this sound we have, but let's keep playing it.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it in this country. It's a disgrace. It's a disgraceful situation, actually. And we'll just have to figure it out.
We'll just have to figure it out. Dom, Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records over reimbursements to his then-fixer, Michael Cohen, who had paid multiple women to stay quiet about the affairs they claim with Trump. Trump denied the affairs and pled not guilty. And Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, now, perhaps he's the unappreciated one in all of the prosecutors, Dom. I didn't think Alvin Bragg would be the guy to send Trump to prison, but let's see how it goes. A little bit more. The case sparked the first ever indictment of a former president, and now it is poised to become Trump's first ever criminal trial in less than 6 weeks. Damn!
Oh, coming quick.
Great. That's going to hit us right in the middle of March rating sweeps, Dom. How fortuitous for us and the audience and everybody, except, of course, Trump.
A little taste of how it went in the courtroom today. The New York judge, Juan Merchan, shut down an attorney representing Trump in his last-ditch effort to delay the former president's trial. Daily Beast reported that Todd Blanche, that's Trump's attorney, tried to depict the entire trial against his client as completely unfair. That should be thrown out. Here's the quote. "We strenuously object to what's happened in this courtroom. It shouldn't happen in this country." This prompted the judge to ask Blanche if he actually had any legal arguments to make as justification to delay the former president's criminal trial. "That is my legal argument," Blanche replied. "That isn't a legal argument," Merchant shot back. "I'll see you on March 25th.
Strenuously objecting? Is that illegal?
Overruled. No. No, I strenuously object. Oh, wow. Strenuously object, and I should take some time to reconsider.
Well, you're right out of a few good men. What are you, a rookie, Blanche? I object. No, overruled. I strenuously object. Oh, okay, then. Come on, man.
Do you want to make a legal argument here? That is my legal argument.
No,
I strenuously object. Dom,
we have a few more cuts from Trump. If you want to throw those out there quick.
It is becoming a little comical. You know, we're trying to be serious about it, but a little comical. Let's keep going.
This is actually the more humorous one of it all, right? I mean, think about what we're really talking about. It's not the sex with a porn star, right? It's the fraud, right? They altered documents. They filed wrong, fraudulent, you know, tax returns and so forth, and all those things multiplied out. But what was the whole reason? Well, the whole thing. I mean, this was his start, man. This is where he started messing with elections, Donald Trump, because he didn't want anyone to know that he was sleeping with a porn star.
Well,
after
the Access Hollywood tape had come out, Dom, right. Yeah. That was sort of damaging to some.
They got over it.
They merged their agendas eventually.
They certainly
but
did.
Had there course. Been what? The credible accusations that Trump raw-dawed a porn star from that said porn star before the election.
Right.
If Stormy had done a 60 Minutes before the election, would that have been enough to tip, what, 3, 4, 5 states against Trump? Very narrow margins.
Yeah, maybe. We'll never know, because that's the whole point. That's why he paid him off. That's why it was election interference. When Donald Trump talks about election interference, he knows, because he was the first one to participate in it.
We've got more sound from the former president. Nate did the hard work. Let's play it for the people. Nate, 3, I think.
So instead of being in South Carolina and other states campaigning, I'm stuck here. It's an election interference case. Nobody's ever seen anything like it in this country. It's a disgrace. It's a disgraceful situation, actually.
Yes, you are a disgrace. And it is an election interference case, but not in the way that you think it is.
You know, I'm going to start calling him Frosty the Snowflake. What a victim. A couple more from the former president. Cut 4.
This is a terrible time for our country. This is a real dark period for our country.
No, I'm feeling pretty good though.
Yeah, me too. I feel pretty good right now. I mean, March 25th, man, it's going to come real quick. I can't wait.
One more from the former president, bemoaning, bitching, whining. You know how he does. Play it for the people.
Everything that I've heard and read, even from legal scholars, said there is absolutely no case here. It's not a crime.
Not a crime. I mean, even if it was a crime, you know, it doesn't really matter because no one got hurt.
844-967-2789. Lou from Cudahy, our conservative love muffin. Lou, how you doing, fella?
What's happening, Lou?
Wankers, so good to talk to you. You know, every time you go through this, you're helping elect Trump again. The nation is watching, seeing this whole judicial system under Merrick Garland weaponized against
this is
them.
The state charge. Hey, Lou, you recognize the difference between a Manhattan state charge? It's not federal, man. It's not the Department of Justice.
And,
you get that, right?
And
you get
also,
that, Lou? I just want to be clear.
And also,
do you get the distinction, Lou, that this isn't Barack Obama, this isn't Joe Biden?
Every three-letter agency of the federal government weaponized to it's make sure.
Listen, Lou. Let's just be very clear. I don't let you back on, but I want to edify you. Because I don't want you to be wrong, man. Sitting out here saying something that's absolutely asinine. This is the Manhattan DA, right? That's a district attorney. Manhattan's in a state of New York. This is state charges, Lou. These are state charges. This isn't brought forth by Merrick Garland or Barack Obama or Joe Biden. These are state charges, Lou. Do you understand that? This is not the Department of Justice. Now you go.
They're bringing terrorists in and a bunch of
other. Okay. Thanks for trying, Lou. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Day from Duluth.
I felt like he could have been right on the verge of making a point.
I doubt it. Hey, Dave, what's happening?
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Yo,
hey,
Dave,
how
what's
you
happening?
Guys doing?
Good, man.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, now sir. We can.
Okay. So, do you know, there's all these articles popping up on recent weeks on about greedflation. I don't know why they can't call it as this. It's, you know, corporate greedflation. And what is Congress going to do, Dan, the president going to actually do about this? Because, you know, people are concerned about the prices. I mean, things really started going up with the COVID thing.
I'm not sure it's an action that is going to move anything because these are private corporations. If they want to charge you too much for your Oreos and yet you're willing to pay too much for the Oreos, that's kind of on you, Dave, but the president did talk about how they downsized like smaller Oreos, but they were charging me the same amount. And I believe he did that as a video on his launch on the TikTok.
Oh, really?
They did that on Super Bowl Sunday in lieu of Joe doing a longer form sit-down interview as generally presidents do. TikTok. LOL.
Oreo.
I'm on TikTok, guys. 844-967-2789. Maggie on a car phone. If you're patient, you're first in the queue. Come on back. More Devil's Advocates. And we got the Fawny Willis testimony. A fiery Fawny Willis. This sister wasn't having it.
Oh, no.
We'll play that sound. More Devil's Advocates. Some say greatest radio show ever.
Greatest radio show ever.
Don't tell our lead-in.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Todd Allbuzz Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbuzz Show.
weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Nothing but respect for this lady, our friend Maggie Dawn, soon to be the lead-in to the greatest radio show ever. Maggie Dawn, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. I'm good. I can't wait to hear what Fonnie Willis sound you have, because that's what I was calling about.
She was, let's just say, fiery. She had no qualms. I mean, she just basically went strolling into the courtroom, said, "I'm ready. Let's get this mother going." And then she called out opposing counsel for lying on the stand. I think the judge had to, sort of break him up, put him in quarters there for a minute, Maggie. I'm not sure if that's the normal way that a lawyer comports themselves, but when they're being accused as such and they're having to defend whether or not they've got a little bit of cash at the house and, their personal lives and whether or not they've had romantic episodes before such and such a date with such and such. Maggie, it was sorted, but I thought Fonnie Willis did a fine job.
Well, Maggie, I think sorted and pointless. I don't see how any of this pertains to the case at hand. What did you think?
Yeah, it was painful to watch for me. I'll just say this. There were a number of different lawyers for various defendants. One of the counsel for President Trump was clearly out of her depth. The way that she conducted herself in the hearing, she was speaking far too fast. And the amount of hand gestures, she literally could not stop moving her hands. And she was immediately out of the box, extremely on the attack, which may sound good to a client who doesn't know any better, but is not the way you go about basically attacking an elected prosecutor on an ethical or conflict of interest basis. It's not how you get through testimony to try to have a prosecutor disqualified. It was sort of absurd in the extreme. The person in those hearings that I thought really seemed to be the adult in the room at times was the judge,
yeah,
who clearly was losing patience with the lawyers and was indicating, let's get through today, people. Let's try to explore the facts. Attorney-client privilege doesn't cover everything in the universe. Let's see how we can manage and get through this. It seemed like the lawyers were just interested in hearing themselves argue. Imagine that.
Maggie, what's your opinion? The fact that this has been a question, this has become an issue before we can even see the facts. Because we know there's a Raffensperger tape out there. We've heard the smoking gun. We know Trump pressured the elections officials in Georgia. But now it's all about the personal life of Fonnie Willis. At the time, I said, if you're going to prosecute the most powerful man in the world, even the former president, you better be beyond reproach. Maggie, is that too high a standard to hope to hold a human like Fonnie Willis to?
In short, she's done nothing wrong. There's no reproach. Do I think that she should have disclosed the relationship? At the outset, yes. Do I think she probably should have hired a different prosecutor to add to her team? Yes. But the existence of a prior personal relationship, which concluded before she indicted Donald Trump, has nothing to do with the fact that Georgia citizens indicted him and many others. It has nothing to do with whether or not the facts that need to be proven to convict Donald Trump and others will be brought forward in a court of law through witnesses and documents. In short, it's unseemly. I think it could have been handled better, but it is simply completely irrelevant to whether or not Donald Trump and his other co-defendants committed these crimes. It is entirely a sideshow, which I think, again, the judge's impatience and desire to get through this sideshow was clearly evident today.
Maggie, will we see Fannie Willis prosecute this case in Fulton County? Or will she be removed, or will something else happen? They'll fail to prosecute because of the sideshow.
She will prosecute this case, and Donald Trump and his minions will continue to scream foul. But there's nothing wrong, in essence, with a woman having a personal relationship with a lawyer, a district attorney having a relationship with another lawyer, that relationship coming to an end, and that attorney or district attorney charging someone completely unrelated to their relationship with a crime. If Donald Trump was Fannie Willis's lover's ex-spouse, maybe it would all matter. But as far as I know, Mr. Trump has never been married to Attorney Wade. So again, I don't know what difference any of this makes to whether or not Donald Trump committed these crimes.
Maggie Dawn, our good friend, she's soon to be the host of the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4 p.m. on Civic Media. But Maggie, yesterday we broached the topic of whether or not Tony Evers should veto the legislative maps passed by Republicans. They were supposedly the Evers maps, but we thought that perhaps through, you know, confidential insider information, that this would be a path to the Seventh Circuit or some other federal court that could block or delay the implementation of the fair maps. Maggie, you called in yesterday, and it seemed like you agreed with us. Has any new information come to light, man? Because I've been trying to, you know, be fair to all sources and let different points of view out there. I know there are some fair government groups that are supportive of the governor signing this. What's your opinion at this hour, Maggie Dawn?
I don't trust Robin Voss as far as I can throw him. I don't trust Speaker LeMahieu as far as I can throw him. And I don't think voters in Wisconsin have any reason to trust the Wisconsin GOP at this point. Whether you're Republican or Democratic or independent or a progressive, you want your vote to count. And you want your vote to count in congressional and legislative maps so that your vote actually matters. The GOP has consistently said to voters, we don't care about any of that. And so long as we can press an advantage, legally or illegally, we will do so. As a wise person once said, once someone shows you who they are, believe them. Tony Evers should veto these maps because it is a trap.
It's a trap! Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Can't wait to get you back on the radio, sister.
Hand jive? We often gesticulate. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that.
I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. I guess I'll never be an attorney.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Talk to us. Hands, jazz hands, whatever it takes. Join us. 844-967-2789. The testimony of Fannie Willis. This sister's lighting it up. She's not having it. We'll play it for you next. Greatest radio show ever. Probably till Maggie gets on the air. More Devils. Come back.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Emergency health care in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill in the legislature. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a permanent solution. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the postal service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth shopping center is hosting a new weekly event for the public. According to a Northern News Now report, businesses in the Holiday Center have started a weekly event called The Market. On Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Holiday Center will host residents for live music, food, and unique shopping opportunities. The goal is to give people more reasons to visit the Holiday Center and support local businesses and musicians. The Holiday Center is located on West Superior Street, and a schedule of events is available online. Two people were sentenced for staging an armed robbery at Jacobson's Ace Hardware in Rice Lake in 2022. Jesus Mira of Chippewa Falls and Krista Buckwalter of Rice Lake were sentenced to probation and ordered to pay $1,400 in restitution. They were charged with stealing hundreds of dollars when Mira entered the store where Buckwalter worked, pretending to have a gun and demanding money. Following the robbery, police found Mira's phone number in Buckwalter's phone with numerous calls between the two. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Feeling marvelous? The cast for the Fantastic Four is officially in place. Marvel Studios announced that Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Reed Richards, and Evan Ross Bachrach will play the superhero quartet. Variety reports that Marvel is hoping to have the movie in theaters by July 2025, shortly after the release in May of 2025 of Thunderbolts. Captain America Brave New World will be released in February of 25, and Blade hits theaters in November of 2025. If you have anything left in your superhero tank, you can look forward to four more Marvel movies slated for 2026. That's a lot of green screen. Who can put the butts in the at-home seats? According to The Wrap, Jon Stewart. Stewart's return to The Daily Show brought record-breaking ratings to the tune of 1.85 million viewers. The audience even dwarfed guest host Al Franken's impressive numbers from last March. Just end it already, Stewart, and park yourself back in the host chair full-time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries around tonight and lows of 5 to 10 above. And again, a flurry or two possible early tomorrow, then some sunshine here and there for the afternoon. Highs warm up to the upper teens. Mostly cloudy and upper 20s for Saturday, low 30s Sunday. Currently it's 26.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. We'll turn our attention to Georgia during this happy hour. Now I'm trying to roll through it. We'll get to the Fannie Willis testimony in just a minute. But this breaking news at the Washington Post, I want to share with you in the audience. Dom, former FBI informant charged with lying about Biden business.
Uh-oh.
This charge came from special counsel David Weiss. You know, the guy who previously filed criminal charges against President Biden's son, Hunter. Well, he announced new charges today against a former FBI informant who officials say lied about the Biden's business dealings. It's almost like there was no there. Alexander Smirnoff, 43, smelled like the vodka, is described in charging documents as a former confidential human source for the FBI who gave agents false information in 2020 about a prominent political figure and his son.
Who could that be?
The description of the two individuals matches that of Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and a person familiar with the matter said those are the individuals with whom Smirnoff lied. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to discuss the case. The indictment returned by a grand jury in Los Angeles charges Smirnoff with making false statements and creating a false and fictitious record. And Dom, congressional Republicans have argued the FBI informant's claims are evidence that Hunter Biden, and by extension, President Biden, engaged in corrupt business deals, and that the FBI did not pursue those claims. Oh, they're pursuing them now. Claims of perjury and lying to the FBI, they're pursuing them now, Dom. So the same prosecutor who is seeking to convict Hunter Biden of gun and tax crimes has also brought charges against a person who allegedly made false claims of corruption against the Bidens.
So, Crudy, the Raw Story reporting on this as well, quoting a few Twitters out there, Bradley Moss, he's a national security attorney. He said this: "I am confident, I am certain that we will hear a measured, objective, and humble commentary from Sean Hannity tonight regarding this indictment. Positive, no doubts." Of course, a little sarcasm there. Media Matters' Matthew Gertz had this to say: "Sean Hannity's Fox News show ran with this informant's claims in at least 85 separate segments last year, including 28 monologues. He said they proved Joe Biden engaged in public corruption on a scale this country has never seen before." Well, we'll see if Sean has anything to say about that tonight, though I won't be watching because Fox News lies.
844-967-2789. Dom, I need you to call the shots, but we have testimony of Fannie Willis. This was still going on as we have been on the air, so some of this might be new to us. We'll hear it together. Some I've heard prior because I was watching this live, but Fannie Willis, the devil went down to Georgia. One of the co-conspirators with Donald Trump is challenging whether or not this prosecutor, Fannie Willis, should be able to prosecute him and, by extension, the former president, because she took a lover, Dom, and the lover was an investigator. And as Maggie Dawn pointed out, there's no crime in that precisely. Might have been bad judgment, but no crime. And it's got nothing to do with whether or not Donald Trump actually committed crimes or any of his co-conspirators. So when Fannie Willis got put in a chair today, she was fired up. She was ready to go. I mean, she didn't even want to wait. Dom, she knew she was on camera, and she was sometimes a little emotional, but I think I would be similarly obstinate sitting there answering Trump attorney questions, and you start lying about me, I might call you a liar as well. So call the shots. Fannie Willis,
let's get to it. Nate, thank you for your work today. Who's on trial here? Not Fannie. Cut one, please.
Delta records for flights that you may have taken with Mr. Wade.
Well, no, look. I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial. So
that's how it starts, and it keeps going. Cut two, please. The lies.
Let's be clear, because you've lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here. I think you lied right here. No. This is the truth,
Judge.
And this, it is a lie. It is a lie.
Ms. Willis? Mr. Sena, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Be back in five.
Apparently, the judge doesn't like it when the defendant starts hammering the defendant's attorney for lying.
Willis, apparently after the break, some discussion about who paid for what. Apparently Willis paid her boyfriend, lover, whatever you want to call, back with some cash. Here's what she was just saying about the cash. Cut three.
All my life. If you're a woman and you go on a date with a man, you better have $200 in your pocket. So if that man acts up, you can go where you want to go. So I keep cash.
She keeps cash. She also talked about her daddy always encouraged her to keep 6 months cash readily on hand. She said, sometimes I can't meet that standard, Dad, but I do keep cash.
More from D.A. Willis on the stand today. Sweat and tears, cut four.
That you paid Mr. Wade the cash in October of 2022. You do not know where that money came from.
I do know where it came from. It came from my sweat and tears.
What kind of question? Where's the amount of money? I stole it.
Of money transferred. And funny, Willis did acknowledge these were for expenses for joint trips, different things they went to together, including, I think, some romantic wine things and whatever.
Oh, heaven forbid.
But the amounts of financial benefit were under $2,500 at any given exchange. She talked about $2,500 given at one time, about $2,000 during another trip, and about $500, she said, but on that trip, I paid for most of the stuff. So it sounds like, a couple of lovers gone Dutch here in most cases. How dare they?
Again, pointless and nothing to do with it, but let's hear it, because this is apparently what people want to hear about. Let's talk about the cash on hand. Cut five, please, Nate.
When you meet my father, he's going to tell you, as a woman, you should always have, which I don't have, so let's don't tell him that. You should have at least 6 months in cash at your house at all time. Now, I don't know why this old black man feels like that, but he does.
But he does. Apparently she listens or tries to. More of the lies, cut six.
Give me a call. And he walked to the parking lot.
So after that, you started dating shortly thereafter, correct?
That's a lie. That's one of your lies.
Okay. Boom! Don't be putting words in my mouth.
Highly offensive, according to D.A. Willis, cut number seven.
On when the state was,
it's highly offensive when someone lies on you, and it's highly offensive when they try to implicate that you slept with somebody the first day you met with them, and I take exception to it.
All right, well,
she's not having it. Well done. Let's keep going. Cut number eight.
And I've probably said some choice things to him about some of the lies they were told.
Okay.
And been printed in the media because, we used to be in a day and time where you had 60 minutes and people did stories and they verified information and you had this great reporting. But it seems today that a lawyer writes a lie and then it's printed for all of the world to see.
Well, I just want to make sure that you answer the question.
I think she's talking about you, lawyer. Just a few more from D.A. Willis, not a Southern gentleman, huh? Cut nine.
I don't know if you could say talked about. I probably had some choice words about some of the things that you said that were dishonest within this motion. So I don't know that it was a conversation. As you know, Mr. Wade is a Southern gentleman. Me, not so much.
She is not a Southern gentleman, and she is not having any of it. A few more. Let's do cut number 10, listening to the arguments.
All right. So that was it. Just the argument. No testimony.
Right. I listened to the argument this morning where Adam Abadi, I thought, did an excellent job pointing out how dishonest you were with the court on Monday. And I'm actually surprised that the hearing continued. But since it did, here I am.
She does not appreciate the lies from the attorneys. A little bit more. It's ridiculous. Cut 11, please, Nate.
Did you listen to any of the testimony?
I've been in my office pacing, ma'am.
Did you listen to any of the arguments?
I did hear the arguments this morning. It's ridiculous to me that you lied on Monday, and yet here we still are. And I did listen to that argument.
A little bit more on the money. Cut 12.
The amounts of money I gave Mr. Wade, it was never that serious. I don't think I've ever handed him more than $2,500 in a reimbursement. So we're not talking about $20,000 in cash. I don't have $20,000 in cash right now.
And finally, don't get cute. Don't get cute with the DA. She'll light you up. Cut number 27, please.
Our contract is cash.
I didn't give him money in a contract, so that was cute. But I didn't give him money outside, in a contract. What happened? No, we're going to answer it since you said it. He worked. He worked more hours than he was paid. And the county paid him for the work that he did. So don't be cute with me and then think that you're not going to get an answer.
And I will ask you about the contract in a minute. I asked you about cash. Did you?
Don't get cute with me, Crudy.
And then she did go on to clarify that any cash exchange was basically for personal stuff. It wasn't part of his work payment. She also talked about the fact she had put out $50,000 of her own personal money to run to become a judge. And the first time she ran, she didn't win. Second time she ran, she did. She was a municipal court judge making big bucks, working 2 days a week. She described it, best job I ever had. Right. And when they asked her to run for district attorney, she had talked about a sacrifice, and she wanted to be explicitly clear. And I'm not sure why, but very important to the DA to be explicitly clear. Her sacrifice is not the financial sacrifice, because as the DA, she pointed out, I make over $200,000 a year. I'm not sacrificing financially, but I think she's talking about sacrificing her peace of mind by running for district attorney, because she had a pretty slick gig. And as a mom raising kids, I guess, you know, the 2 day a week job that paid six figures was not so bad relative to what she now faces trying to prosecute the former president for election interference in Fulton County.
And having to deal with this sideshow that has nothing to do with the facts on the ground. Wade, this is the gentleman with whom she was involved. He is the lead prosecutor, investigator here with DA Willis. He has a comment here as well. Where was he on 2020? Cut number 14, please.
I'm sorry. I'm going to direct your attention to 2020. In 2020, were you dating the district attorney?
No.
2020, that was during the COVID pandemic, correct?
It was.
Was there a situation for you, Mr. Wade, that made you particularly vulnerable during the COVID period?
Yes, ma'am. In 2020 and a portion of 21, I was battling cancer. And that prevented me from pretty much leaving environments that aren't sterile, and I had health on my mind.
You were particularly cautious during that time.
Fulton, you don't have to go through and talk about your health and talk about your sex life and talk about, you know, your cash. I understand the consequence of going after someone as powerful as a former president, but this is beyond the pale.
Dom, Fulton County Assistant District Attorney Adam Abate suggested that a lawyer for one of Trump's co-defendants should be hit with sanctions. At a hearing in Georgia on Thursday, Ashley Merchant, an attorney for Michael Roman, sought to have the district attorney, Funny Willis, and special prosecutor Nathan Wade dismissed from the case. But Abate said claims about a romantic relationship between the two affecting the case were patently false because one of Wade's former law partners, Terrence Bradley, could not provide evidence to prove Willis was lying about the timing of the relationship. There was a contradiction offered in the testimony today. More importantly, the representation was made to the court that Ms. Merchant spoke to Mr. Bradley, and that Mr. Bradley represented he had firsthand knowledge from speaking to several witnesses. He does not. He's suggesting sanctions for lying in court. Come back, more devils.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment today, but got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around, the busted pencils are coming up next.
Dom, all kinds of Trump trial dates and differing sordid affairs. Super Trump Thursday, I heard this called. But there was, what, a decision to move forward with a trial date in the New York trial. You know, contrary to popular belief, that it's not a federal trial, that's a state trial. The fraud charges for, you know, trying to cover up the raw dog affair with the porn star right after the Access Hollywood tape dropped. That wouldn't have been great timing for a presidential candidate trying to survive not just in his marriage but also as a viable candidate. And there was the other alleged catch and kill with the David Pecker. I'm not sure how much of the Cohen testimony Monio point towards that, but it was the fraud in covering up the payoffs, right?
Yes.
That is what he's been charged with. And that trial going forward on March 25th, 6 weeks-ish. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, rumor has it George Soros is buying Odyssey. And he's going to give Domin Krupp the keys to the radio empire that is number two in the nation behind
I didn't get that memo yet, Curdy.
I'm sure pretty sure the check's in the mail.
In the mail with my check, right?
And he gave us the key code for all the facilities. So now we own Odyssey, you and I. And anyways, your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789. Patient Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing great, guys, and hopefully good news is coming from George Soros, and he's finally doing something that's, you know, that to the extent that the right-wingers have been whining about for God knows how long, that George Soros has incredible cosmic power to run the world, and but it's just been ridiculous.
What if he did? I mean, really, seriously, he's put himself for 50 cents on the dollar in a position to own the number two media radio network in the United States. And he could flip the format on any number of stations and feature the greatest radio show ever. Again, call us, George.
Yeah, now it's going to be that, you know, that's, you know, how long before the Jew word comes out again for him? That
depends
so
on when Marjorie Taylor Greene's next talking about the space lasers.
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got?
Hey, Joe.
Appreciate Mark's words on Soros. He's absolutely right. I was reading some of the words that were some of the conservatives were using to describe this as, quote, this is serious. And I thought, good. Time for you to be shaken in your boots a little bit. I wanted to add 2 cents on the ridiculousness of poor Fannie Willis having to talk about, justify having cash on hand as a woman yeah. having cash on hand, and that talking about how her father told her a black man in the South had told her she should always have cash on hand. Excuse me while I go ballistic on this one. I mean, you have daughters. Of course you should have cash on hand. You should always have cash on hand. So if the date is going south, you can get out of there. You should always have cash of your own. So if the relationship is going south, you can leave. I had a mother who said two lines of advice to me. One was never mix your liquors, and the other was always have a separate bank account so you can leave. That's the advice I had in life. So it wasn't just an old black man in the South. It was, you know, a mother in Midwest Wisconsin saying the same thing. Always have right. some cash so you can
Joe,
leave.
In this plus, day and age, could it be yeah. a debit card as long as it's a separate sure. account? Could it be a debit card?
Sure. Sure, okay. But it's just this idea of you always have money of your own. You always have money of your own if you can help it. I mean, it puts you in a precarious
situation. We don't want Dom to have money of his own. He's just not good with it. Yeah, he makes terrible right. expenditures.
I spend it all, Joe. That's what you do with money.
Any rate, great show as always, and I did want to respond to that because I thought that is not an eccentricity of an old black man in the South. That is a parent watching out for their daughter, period.
Absolutely.
So thanks a lot, guys. Yes.
Thank
great
you,
point, Joe. Thank you for articulating that and highlighting that. No question. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're
don't
next.
You welcome owe me Paul. Some money? You got any cash on you, Dom?
I think you're the one down. Hey, what's up, Paul?
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, great calls by Joe and Mark. They're just awesome calls. So I'm just going to move on to this, and I want to send a thanks out to Rico for thanking me for my service. And I got a song for you, Rico, if you're listening. Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth, song yeah. I listened to a lot in my youth, and I'm sure Rico did. So, hey, awesome show. Just totally awesome show today. And
Paul,
I just can't say it. Go ahead.
Paulie, you realize when Rico called in and talked about the, I forget exactly who the number one rapper was, but Rico did a rap, and I'd be honored if you could match him, Paul, and do some sort of a rap for us today. Like a Rico rap.
Get another one from Rico because I'm not ready for that one, Crudy. That would,
I got a beatbox and a funky bass line when you're ready for it, Paul. You just let me know.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
I think I got him a little nervous. Cool. Like, Wisco Paul's like, I don't know how to rap. I don't look like... Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, Ben Shapiro?
Well, I was going to say Dre, but go. You go with your favorite rapper, I'll go with mine.
I was just going to say, the Buffalo Springfield song that Paulie refers to was the first theme music to the Devil's Advocates radio show way back in the day, man.
It was the Saturday show.
Something's happening here.
And just think, we started on a Saturday brokering time on Heartless Radio, and now we're weekdays, soon to be 3 hours, brokering time on Civic Media. And after George Soros calls, just 13 years in,
yeah,
there's an outside chance, but like a 1% chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
We could be an overnight success. And run the world as the greatest radio host this side of
overnight success after 13. Oh, look at you, Nate, man.
Isn't that the way the overnight success stories usually work? You just bust your ass for like 13 years and then George Soros makes you a millionaire. And you load up the truck and you move to Beverly Hills, Dom. That's what you do.
Something like that, yeah.
Folks, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Coming up next, the Busted Pencils Educated Educators Talking Education. Our buddy Pete Schwaba does the nightlight. It's not just our fine non-live lead-in. It's also a live radio show that you could listen to at 7 o'clock Central Time. So please enjoy it. All playouts. Devil's Advocates. George Soros,
greatest
call us.
Radio show ever.
I don't know if Soros knows, but we'll send our resumes along. Thank you all for listening.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Coming up Friday on Matt and Air On Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer, talk to Wisconsin State Senator Mark Spritzer. Brigadier General Steven Anderson joins us to talk NATO. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air On Air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your bird.
Space is my bird.
Matt and Air On Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC